T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Are you guys there?
Oh, sure. Sorry. I don't mean like my grandfather here, but like I've gotten alerts that there's this cold front coming. Is it really like a cold front coming? Like cold enough to where I'm going to feel a difference? Like, should I be prepared for this? Because normally when weather changes within hours, I'm not very prepared.
Well, yeah, it's going to be freezing cold tomorrow, 75.
Okay. Because when I think cold front, bro, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking like 50s of a high.
Well,
you know?
Right now, if you go outside your house right now, okay, that's about as warm as it's going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the cold
front. Oh, wow. And that's nothing.
90 on Sunday. So welcome to Austin.
I know, right? Welcome
it's
to October.
It's 90 on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, are you serious? It is. Oh, my gosh.
In Round Rock, we're about 3 degrees cooler than y'all.
Oh, well, aren't you just the coolest thing
you
ever.
You should probably go to Nordstrom and like load up on Uggs and stuff like that.
I should. We'll be in the 80s.
You should probably go.
So Sarah says this morning, oh my God, John Legend's performance last night at the Billboard Music Awards. I'm like, you watched the Billboard Music Awards?
You did?
No, I saw it's all over Instagram. He dedicated his performance last night to his wife, and it's amazing. I watched it on Instagram this morning.
All right, let's see. Is it amazing? We're going to find out for ourselves. Let's all listen together.
Eyes closed.
This is for Chrissy. So I'm not worried about...
Wait, hold on. That's all he said? He said this is for Chrissy.
I know. I'm saying that him just singing is amazing. In a piano in a dark room.
Okay, I'm going to close your eyes, everyone.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
And I'm down the bend. We know how the story ends. We will never break. We will never break. Build on a foundation strong enough to stay.
If I was John Legend's wife,
oh my God,
I would
feel that?
Grab a oversized love sack, pull it up next to the piano, pour myself a giant glass of wine, be sure to have the bottle in the other hand, and I would dim the lights and I would just say, sing to me, Johnny, sing
every
to me.
Night.
You know what's funny is that, like, breaking that down, like, John Legend is on all the time. I've never heard a bad performance of John Legend.
Never.
But what made that more emotional was the dedication, just the hard times they just went through as a family.
Yeah.
And wow. But John Legend, man, that's one guy, bro, that he's always on 100%.
And
he's
seems
always
like,
perfect.
He seems like he's a really, really good human being.
He
too.
Is. I ran into him at a sports bar right before we were at third base downtown when it was open during ACL. He was hanging out before his performance. I knew it was him because it wasn't very packed, and it was John Legend. I'm like, hey man, and I didn't know what to say. You know, like you're kind of buzzed, and you see John Legend, so I said, hey man. He's like, hey man, how you doing? I said, thanks for the music, and I walked away.
Thanks for the music.
I mean, I don't know what to say. He's heard everything. You know what I mean? Hey, John, what team are you rooting for? I mean, he didn't want to be bothered, I don't think. He was on his way to ACL.
Okay.
I thanked him for the music, and look what he did.
Well, that made him a great person. But he does seem like a good dude. And in case you don't know, he and his wife, Chrissy, just suffered a miscarriage. So, oh, John Legend. That's what I'm going to be listening to today, right after Louis Capaldi, who's on right now, Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
What a wonderful idea for humans. And I'm sure the cows appreciate this too. I mean, for centuries, we've just been milking them. It's about time we added some foreplay.
It's also great because anyone can do it. You can just go to a farm and hug a cow. And if a regular cow isn't available, well, you can always hug your mama.
When Sarah married her fiancé at the time, Jay, he had already had two daughters from a previous marriage that had grown. They're 37 and 42.
Whatever.
Kidding.
Can you imagine, bro?
That'd be awesome.
Still in high school.
Oh, my God. They would want nothing to do with Sarah.
The other one is a freshman in college. So the question, Sarah, for you is, now that you are a smom, as you say, a stepmom.
Love that.
What is your number one struggle as a parent?
It's funny because I feel like Alex, his wife, can so relate to this, because this must happen two times in their childhood. When they're about three or four, and then again when they're about 16. And so I'm hitting it with the 16-year-old right now. And that is figuring out what the hell they want to eat. And getting my feelings hurt when they don't want to eat what you prepared and tried so hard.
So funny.
And you prepared for them. And I feel like this happens when they're like three or four and they're learning no. And they have control over putting what they put in their food. And they can be like, I don't want those chicken nuggets. Those are gross. Or I don't want that mac and cheese. That's gross. And I was even talking to Alex's wife, how she and I both followed the defined dish.
Oh,
and she made this like one pot chicken rice thing that I told her was so good. Or no, it was the crunchy tacos.
Oh my God, the crunchy tacos, bro. Oh, did she tell you what happened?
Yeah, and Alex's son did not want to eat them. And she was messaging me like, oh my gosh, like it makes me feel like so bad because like he doesn't want to eat it. And I swear they taste good.
I ate them. I loved them. He wanted Taco Bell. He said, I'd rather have Taco Bell. And I was like, oh my God, did you really just say that? And mom got hurt.
And so what happened? Did you get Taco Bell?
No, he didn't get Taco Bell because I didn't want to hurt mom's feelings by going to drive him to Taco Bell.
Yeah, you're stuck in a conundrum of like,
exactly.
Who do you make happy, mom or your son? Mama better win every single one of those.
Yeah. Okay. The one that doesn't know how to talk better.
Well, I'm now in competition with the Popeye's fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, how do you even compete?
You can't compete with that.
That's the jam, Sarah.
Popeye's fried chicken sandwich is going to win every time. I mean, matter of fact, you just nailed what I'm going to have for lunch.
I mean,
thank you.
Thank you, seriously.
So, like, the struggle is so real because the youngest Reagan is 16, and she's awesome. And she just got her license so she can go drive to get her food. So this is the first time where, like, she doesn't have to eat what's in her pantry because now she has the whole world at her disposal.
That's freedom.
And that is the Popeye's chicken sandwich every single day. And so, like, y'all, I try so hard every week. I'm like, what do you want? I go to the grocery store. I like stock everything with all the Pop-Tarts and the toaster pastries and the mac and cheese and the raviolis and everything. I like look up dishes and I'm like cooking every night. And I wake up every morning and there's a damn Popeye's chicken sandwich in the fridge every freaking morning.
That's awesome.
Just multiples.
Oh, that's
awesome. That is my biggest struggle, but I feel like it's relatable, and I have to remind myself, look, it's just a phase. She's a teenager. I never even thought my mom's cooking was that good. I didn't appreciate it, and so one day she will, and I can't wait till that day.
One of the only shows not named NASCAR or on the Bravo network is returning, and Alex couldn't be more excited. It's been gone for a while, but it's coming back. We'll tell you what it is, what's trending next on Mix 94.7.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, this year is different in every way. Walmart's like, hey, we don't want our annual Black Friday stampede where people get trampled and coronavirus all at the same time.
And it is a straight up stampede, man.
So here is their plan. Walmart will be holding three Black Fridays in their stores instead. Maybe those will have smaller, more socially distant stampedes.
Wow.
So their Black Friday for toys, electronics, and home products is November 7th. Black Friday for computers, movies, and music is November 14th. Those are both Saturdays, by the way. And then their annual Black Friday is on the day itself.
I love me a good Black Friday sale, y'all. But even when pre-coronavirus, you're fighting for your life.
Yeah.
I've been. It's awful.
Right. It's like you just kind of taking your health into your own hands, especially in a year that you're always taking your health into your own hands. Yeah. It's like, no thanks.
Bro, you're playing tug of war with a 32-inch Vizio TV.
For real.
That's $99. And it's like you realize and stop. I'm going to lose my life for a Vizio.
They should call it Black Eye Friday.
Seriously, yeah. Dexter originally ran 8 seasons on Showtime from 2006 to 2013. That is a show that I love, and it's the first show that I've ever binge-watched. The last season in 2013, I found it, and I loved it. My wife loved it. We literally spent 3 days catching up on all the seasons. When it ended, a lot of people, including myself, hated the finale. Hated it. But this made my 2020, y'all. Dexter is coming back on Showtime.
Yes!
Yes, with OG Michael C. Hall on board. It's coming back as a one-off. It's a 10-episode series. And again, Michael C. Hall is all on board. The plot yet, they don't have details on it, but we should expect it sometime next fall. And I hope and pray that it's better than the last one. I mean, I was so disappointed, y'all.
I actually have an inside scoop on the plot.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
What? You're about to be funny, aren't you?
He is a serial killer.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate to ruin it for you guys. Man. But
y'all, this made me so happy yesterday when I saw it. Like, I thought it was fake. Like, I thought it was like, okay, what are y'all trying to do? Pull one over me? And it was like true, and I just was so happy. It could not be the same show, I believe, if Michael C. Hall was not on board. You agree?
Yeah.
I never watched the show, but it was my best friend's favorite show, and he talked about it all the time. And I know I would love it if I did. I just never got into it. And wasn't his sister on the show really his wife in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
How creepy, right?
Right?
Your wife is playing the role of your sister. That's just, wow, that's some serious acting.
I mean,
I think it'd be more creepy if your sister in real life was your wife.
Well, that's just,
Again, 10 episodes of Dexter coming back to Showtime.
Did you guys get anything for Amazon Prime Day?
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah. I got a couple of
things.
You did
not? Well, anything you order on Amazon right now is going to come in a very special box with a pumpkin on it. It's a white pumpkin. And what you do is you draw a face on the pumpkin. Then you hold up a special app that you're probably going to have to download. And then that pumpkin you drew will come to life through augmented reality. Kind of sounds lame. And then you watch the video of what it does. It's super fun, especially if you have kids. Have them draw on the pumpkin. You have the pumpkin come to life, and then you can put a bunch of different filters on it. They say it's a great way to use boxes before dropping them in the recycle bin.
I think it's really cool. I did watch the video, and I think the kids will really like it. It reminds me.
I know what you're about to say, because Booker loved doing this.
If you're a wine drinker, you know what I'm talking about. 19 Crimes is that wine where you will just take your phone and scan the front, and they tell the story about why they're in jail. The bottle comes to life.
It's pretty cool.
I got so obsessed with it. Not that I actually bought the wine, but I would spend like an hour at Specs.
Dude, Booker, do you remember when we could go to bars?
Yes.
And you and I would go hang out happy hours and stuff, and there'd be that bottle in the back, and we'd be like, oh, bring that bottle.
Could I see that bottle for just a quick second?
Everyone around us would be like, oh my God, Booker, you swore he was a magician doing tricks. It was awesome.
Hey, to see the video of the augmented reality pumpkin on the box that you're going to get from Amazon, in all of these stories, just text Trent ending to 51993. Good morning. We are Book, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. It's streaming in the radio.com app. Okay, I'm going to ask you both, a man and a woman, to answer this question at the same time and see if you come up with the exact same response.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. When society finds out that a woman just got engaged, what's the first thing that she has asked?
When's the wedding?
No. Alex.
Who's the dude?
No. If you're a friend, then you know who the dude is, and who cares about when the wedding is? No, let me see the ring. Let me see the ring.
How did the proposal happen?
No.
How did he propose to you?
That's exactly. How did he propose?
After you say, let me see the ring, then you say, how did he propose? It's all about the ring. It's always all about the ring.
I think it's about the ring after they ask, how did he ask you?
okay, so maybe they'll ask you how he asked you to make it seem like mm-hmm. they care about you and your situation. Mm-hmm. But in the end, they want to judge you on the ring. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say, go bigger, ladies or guys. Get a lesser quality ring, but make it bigger. Because in the end, that's all that matters. Now, I'm generalizing here, but trust me, I've had enough experience in this department. I know. All right. Yeah, this coming from a guy who is married to a woman that doesn't wear a ring. But trust me, I know. All right. Quick, Sarah, hold up your ring finger. Yep.
Sarah.
She's not wearing a ring. Yep. Exactly. She doesn't wear a ring because why, Sarah?
Oh, I don't go to sleep with my ring.
Exactly. Why?
You don't love your husband.
Because
exactly.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Because I'm terrified I'm going to lose it.
So terrified that remember when she got engaged that she wore a little rubber band that she got from Academy?
Yeah, your stunt ring.
Well, I still have it. So that was because he didn't propose with a ring. But I
that's right. I forgot about that.
I have a plastic ring that I wear anytime I travel, any road trip, anytime I'm just going anywhere for the night. I never wear my ring. But also, it's not comfortable to sleep in my ring.
Mm. Well, you should never take your ring off. I mean, if you really, truly loved your husband, you should keep that on for all days, all nights. Okay.
Wow, that's so 1970s.
You pay close attention to that ring at all times, right? And you sure as heck don't go playing with your ring with your dog. There is a woman, I don't know if y'all saw this, has gone viral. It was posted on Reddit where she is getting roasted for putting her engagement ring on her dog's nose like you would do with a treat. Guess what happened?
Dog ate it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, Thor. Go away. Come here. Sit. Stay.
Thor.
Oh.
Dude.
Listen, you can hear him chomp on the ring. That is the actual chomping of her diamond ring.
Okay, Thor. Go away. Come here. Sit. Stay.
Thor.
Dude.
Well, I mean, the good news is it's going to come out the other side eventually.
But what if it gets stuck in an intestine or something? Like, you know, doesn't it have to travel like left, right?
It does have to go down a very swervy road, but eventually it's going to come out the other side.
His current record is 1,500 wins. And 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Dana. Dana lives and works in Lexington. She's a school teacher. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Dana!
Hey!
Do you eat at Snow's every single Saturday?
I do not.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say that.
We would if we lived in Lexington.
Yeah. I guess if you live there, it's not that big a deal.
I know. It's like Lockhart, you know?
Yeah.
It's like me asking you, Booker, hey, do you eat a Franklin barbecue every single day?
That's true.
And you're like, no, I've never been because the line's like a million hours
long.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Barbecue is my favorite thing in the world. I've lived in Austin for 7 years, and I've been to Franklin one time. And that was because I got curbside.
Yeah, I've never been in the Franklin or in line. I've had it always to go.
Yeah.
Is that funny?
All right. Dana, I'm going to leave the room. Going to chow down on some brisket and ribs. And whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the exact same five questions that Sarah asked you. And whoever gets more right wins.
Yeah.
That easy, okay?
Alrighty.
All right.
Have you ever met Miss Tootsie?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't she the best?
She is. She's sweet.
All right, Dana. Mr. Brad Booker is out. Vidor, good luck.
All right, here we go. A new survey asked people which end of the candy corn they eat first, the yellow or the white. Which part is bigger on a candy corn, yellow or white?
White.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Hudson talked about their worst on-screen kisses. Gwen said kissing Robert Downey Jr. was like kissing her brother. Kate Hudson said her co-star in Fool's Gold was gross because he had snot on his face. Who is her co-star in Fool's Gold? She's actually starred in two movies with him?
Will Ferrell.
Justin Bieber's Crocs went on sale this week and sold out in an hour and a half, and it was a hot mess. What underwear company has Justin Bieber done a campaign for?
Calvin Klein.
Demi Lovato's ex-fiancé apparently has a song coming out about their relationship, and he's already been spotted with a new girl. What's his first name?
Fred.
And finally, Cristiano Ronaldo has a positive COVID test, and Alex is very, very distraught.
Sounds better.
Cristiano Ronaldo plays for what soccer team?
The U.S.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello.
Hey, one thing I want to mention, because we were talking about Snow's Barbecue, because Dana is from Lexington.
Yeah.
And Snow's, you know, a very popular spot. It's only open on Saturday. Opens at 8 a.m., I believe. And they're only open for a few hours. Anyway, and I can't believe I haven't brought this up to you guys, but this is very important. On Netflix is a show called Chef's Table. And the new series of Chef's Table Barbecue, the very first episode, features Miss Tootsie, the pitmaster, at Snow's, and it's such a good show. I highly recommend that you watch it.
Booker, we didn't want to tell you, but Dana just told us that Tootsie is her grandma.
Nuh-uh. Are you kidding, Dana?
Yes, she is. My name is Dana Tamar.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. Oh, you did so good playing along.
Oh, my God, Dana, oh my God. You were so awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro,
amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, Booker was so...
I see her great-grandchildren every day at school, though.
Oh, well,
you do.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's crazy. All right, anyway, it's really cool to see the whole backstory of her and her late husband. And it's just cool. Anyway, Chef's Table Barbecue on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope to be like her one day. Like, just like.
But you don't like brisket,
dirty.
Sarah?
No, not cooking meat, but like. working. Working all the time.
How about you start right now?
A new survey asked people which end of the candy corn they eat first, the yellow or the white, because one's big, one's small. What part is bigger on the candy corn, the yellow or the white?
The yellow. But the interesting part is you can't even say the top or the bottom because that's a big debate on social media right now.
Oh, good point.
Very big debate.
And I just throw the whole thing in my mouth. Like I've never started on one end.
The majority of people do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to say that I really like the candy corn pumpkins the best because you just get more.
They are fun. They're definitely more fun for sure.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Hudson talked about their worst on-screen kiss, and Kate Hudson says it was her co-star in Fool's Gold because he had snot on his face. They've actually been in two movies together.
No, I refuse to accept that.
Do you want me to call her? And so who was this co-host?
Our guy, our boy, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, man.
I wasn't going to take our guy. Our guy, Sarah.
That's
Justin.
I mean, he definitely looks like he could have snot on his face for sure. But even the snot is sexy.
I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, if you had to eat boogers, who's would they be? I'd eat Matthew McConaughey's in a heartbeat.
And I don't think she was trying to diss him. I think she was just being funny, that they're just not lovers in real life, and it's awkward kissing people on screen. Sure. I'm sure he's an amazing kisser. Justin Bieber's Crocs went on sale this week, and it was a hot mess. They went for in an hour and a half. What underwear line has Justin Bieber done a campaign for?
Calvin Klein.
Yeah, that's the one she got right. She's like, I know Justin's underwear. Demi Lovato's ex-fiance reportedly has a song coming out about their relationship, and he's already been spotted with a girl from American Idol. What's the first name of her ex-fiance?
Oh, man, why am I blanking on this one?
Because it was quick, and it was during COVID.
Demi Lovato.
You shouldn't know this.
Shouldn't?
This is no.
Oh, okay,
just,
good.
No.
Then I give up.
Okay. His name is Max. Oh. Finally, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh.
I wouldn't say he's y'all's number one man crush, but he's definitely top three.
Well, he's the most followed person on the gram.
He's just one of those guys that's just so good looking, you just can't even say he's not. If someone says he's not good looking, they're crazy.
He's a specimen. That's what he is. He's a specimen. Yeah.
He has tested positive for COVID-19. What soccer team does he play for?
I mean, if I was COVID-19, if I was COVID-19, I would like to get up in that too.
I mean, seriously, he's the hottest guy. He's the hottest person that's gotten COVID, right?
Besides Tom Hanks.
Why is that funny?
Oh, my God.
It's not
Why
even
is
funny.
Y'all's laughter? Y'all both just did the wheezing laughter.
Wait, so what's the question, Sarah? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what football team, soccer team does he play for?
I hope I pronounce this right. Juventus.
Well. Hey, bro, better than me. I was going to say, all I know is that they're sponsored by Jeep. The Jeep team. Is that right, sir? We take that?
Yeah, of course.
I was going to just say Cristiano. I was going to say he played for Portugal.
He does not play for Portugal, though.
Does he?
No. he
does
not.
The national team, though, he did, right?
The national team, he played for Portugal, yes. But she's talking. That's like me saying that if you asked me what team did Michael Jordan play for, and I said Team USA at the Olympics.
Well, and let me be clear, because the whole thing is that he just played forward for Portugal against France just last week. So currently he is playing. They must be doing. I sound so stupid, but anyway, he's
sound better than us.
He's going to have to miss next week's Nations League fixture against Sweden. So right now he is playing for Portugal.
Yeah, I mean,
I will take his specific team.
I mean, that's where he's from.
Right.
He's Portuguese and so beloved in Portugal, which I went there 2 years ago, and I love that country so much. But he's so big in Portugal, there's actually an airport named after Cristiano Ronaldo.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to you.
That's ridiculous. He's like so young and still alive. Dead people get airports named after them.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
And by the way, if you would have said Team USA for Michael Jordan, I mean, I would have taken it, because the question was, what team does he play for?
Anyway, you got 4 out of 5.
Man.
By the way, it's Cristiano Ronaldo International Airport in Santa Cruz, Madeira, Portugal.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Wow.
All right. I'm sorry. Dana, you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were flipping briskets with Grandma.
I'm Dana from Lexington, and I can't be
good try.
Thank you so much. Our most popular segment ever. If you've been ghosted, you know it stinks, and that's why we're here to help. It's Waiting by the Phone in just a few minutes on Mix 94.7 and streaming on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
This story is inspiring because this guy had a goal during COVID, and he waited long enough to make it happen. We can all learn a lesson from that. Whether it's visiting a 15th century Incan fortress or finally taking a shower today. You don't give up on your dreams, people.
Dating is hard enough. Why do you have to deal with a great date going well only to never hear from that person again? We're here to help out. If you've been ghosted, it's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Max.
Max!
Hey. Hi, Max.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're here to help you out. So tell us about Kylie and what happened with you.
Yeah. So I've been a little confused. Kylie, awesome. We've been talking online for the past month, and we went on a date in person finally. And I thought it went pretty great. Like, she and I were vibing and had a lot of fun. And out of nowhere, like, she hasn't talked to me since that first date at all. Hasn't responded to my messages. And I guess I've been just ghosted, and I have no idea what happened, because we had an amazing time together, like I was saying.
Well, typical story. Good date. Not to hear from him again. The only thing we could do is call and find out, and hopefully she'll come clean. It always helps whenever we mediate this conversation, because hopefully they're a little bit more comfortable in opening up with us, even if you're on the phone, than maybe just you. So let's give Kylie a call and see what happens, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate it, guys.
Of course.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Kylie. Don't hang up. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on Mix 94.7 doing the radio show this morning, and we're calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I want to let you know that Max is on the line, too, so it's a whole lot to take in a short amount of time, but good morning.
Wow. Okay. Good morning.
So our segment that we're doing right now is called Waiting by the Phone. And Max contacted us because he said he went out with you and had really, really nice things to say about you. But unfortunately, since that date, you have kind of gone MIA. So we thought that we would call, see if we can ask you to give us some sort of explanation, maybe give him a little bit of closure for him to understand what went wrong, if something did go wrong, or maybe if it's a misunderstanding, help clear that up too. So do you mind talking to us and telling us about your date with Max?
Oh, man, I've been cornered. Okay, I guess, yeah.
He said it was a good time. Did you not find it a good time?
The thing is that he was pretty darn misogynistic. Like, he called me, like, babe and honey and like darling like all night, and I just really rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, if you're in a relationship, then pet names are, that's cool. But I don't know you, and I really hate it when guys assume that you can just call me those like little nicknames without any provocation, just throwing them out there. I really hate it.
Are you from Texas originally? Because it feels like you're not.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'm a transplant.
It's real weird because, like, I don't know if I should be offended, but, like, guys have called me that my whole life, so it's just, like, the natural thing. Like, it doesn't offend me. But then if you do go somewhere else and a guy does that, people are real offended. I'm like, oh, should I be offended? I'm not offended. It's just how people talk down here.
I'm sorry, but, hey, darling, this just rubs me the wrong way.
See, and I, like, with the right guy, if he's super cute and he's like got a Texas, I don't know, if he says, hey, darling, I'm like, oh, I found my cowboy.
But isn't that a respectful kind of Southern thing to say? Or is it not in this day and age? Is it not okay? Where are we with this? I need to know. Wait, Max, so how do you feel after hearing what Kylie said?
Hey, Kylie, I'm sorry to ambush you. I wanted to call you dear right there. I feel horrible. This is just the way that I talk, that all the people that I grew up around, they that's how they talk, you know. That's how my dad talks to my mom. Uh-huh. I grew up in a small town, and that was just how everybody communicated, and
yeah.
I am so sorry, though. I never meant to be disrespectful or misogynistic. That's the last thing. I was just trying to be sweet. Honestly, sweet and respectful, and gosh, I
feel that.
I totally understand, like, why I haven't heard from you, and why you feel that way, and I will, if you give me a second date, I will 100% back off and make sure that I watch any sweeties or dears or babes. Or,
sugar.
Aww. So maybe hold off on terms of endearment until y'all get in a relationship.
Seriously.
Hey, Kylie, I tend to agree with Max and believe what he's saying. How do you feel about that, knowing that it came from a good place? Maybe not the right thing to say for you. He just needed that education on how you felt, and he said he promises to be careful with what he says in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Don't women like to fix guys also? This is a good project for you during COVID. Think about it.
Well, Max, I mean, you do sound pretty darn sincere. If you do commit to backing off of all that stuff, I'm willing to give it another try.
I will 100% commit and be very mindful and respectful of you, because I think you're wonderful.
Look at that.
Nice.
You know, I have always been guilty of doing that myself. Has the time come where I have to stop saying that?
For some people, I think it's probably offensive. For me, it's not.
Where's the line then? I mean, how do you know?
Just don't do it anymore.
Just don't do it at all?
Yeah. Ever, ever. It makes me feel uncomfortable when you do it and you're not even doing it to me.
Err on the side of caution?
Yes.
Do it to your wife.
Yeah.
To your daughter.
Yeah.
Mom.
What am I going to say to my mom? Hey there, darling. No.
Hey there, sugar.
Sugar.
Alex. I've heard it once.
He's never said that, just for the record. He's never said that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.